is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 25% tariffs on nearly all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada went into effect 3 hours ago. President Trump confirmed they were coming.
It's a very powerful weapon that politicians haven't used because they were either dishonest, stupid, or paid off in some other form. And now we're using them.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady tells us retaliation could affect industries like automaking.
Canada, Mexico, those are big sources of automobiles for the U.S. because they're major plants for some of the major car brands there. If that car has not made its way across the border yet, there's going to be a tariff that's slapped on that product.
President Trump is pausing military aid to Ukraine. CBS's Eleanor Watson reports.
A White House official said the pause is so the administration can review the aid to ensure it's contributing to a solution. This comes just a few days after President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky had a tense face-off in the Oval Office about what negotiations to end the three-year war with Russia should look like. This pause is a reversal of the previous administration's policy and part of Trump's pressure campaign on Zelensky to accept a peace deal.
Newly sworn in Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, leader of a department President Trump is dismantling, has sent her first email to staff, and CBS News has obtained a copy. It's titled, Our Department's Final Mission, and she writes, quote, elimination of bureaucracy should free us, not limit us. Powerful storms with possible tornadoes are forecast for parts of the South today, which worries people protesting job cuts at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Maryland. CBS's Rob Marciano is there.
Some of the cuts are going to impact people like engineers and techs that maintain some of this vital equipment, the satellites, the radars that will deliver some of the life-saving warnings that go out to the public. There's been cuts to the NOAA Hurricane Hunter Research Program and to some of the modeling that the National Hurricane Center uses.
With the Texas measles outbreak that killed a child underway, a vaccine skeptic is backing vaccination.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote an opinion piece published by Fox News in which he says he's deeply concerned about the recent measles outbreak. He wrote, vaccines not only protect individual children from measles, but also contribute to community immunity.
CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Robert Cremo III pleaded guilty to 21 first-degree murder counts for the 2022 July 4th parade massacre in Highland Park, Illinois. State's attorney Eric Reinhart.
Our community may never heal from the defendant's calculated and heinous actions that destroyed so many lives. But today is an important step towards justice.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our signature seafood that you'll love, like our delicious flounder fish sandwich or crispy shrimp tackle box. So come give them a try before they're gone, y'all. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse.
I know, just got the notification.
Made it.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Stay in the know with USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in-the-know.
A Florida woman accused of killing her daughter had kept a low profile since she was acquitted in 2011, but now she's on social media.
She was the defendant in one of the most sensational murder trials of the century.
My name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony.
Now Casey Anthony is on TikTok, she says, to promote her role as a legal advocate.
My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people, to give people tools and resources that they can utilize so they actually know where they can turn to.
Anthony waited a month before reporting two-year-old Kaylee missing in July 2008. Her body was found months later, and though she claimed Kaylee accidentally drowned, she couldn't explain how her remains wound up in the woods. Murder is still unsolved. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Just under 18.1 million people tuned in to ABC's telecast of the Academy Awards Sunday. That was down 7% from last year, but still the most watched primetime entertainment show of the current TV season. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds and lows in the upper 30s, a south breeze. Rain chances on Tuesday as well in the afternoon, highs reaching the upper 40s. And that rain persists into Tuesday night, lows near 40 degrees. It's 39 at our studios.
it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Then that time I went and said goodbye. you know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Here's the deal. We got to set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We got to make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
after you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have right here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
talks kind of lazy. People say she's crazy and her life's a mystery.
Dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's tariffs on goods coming from Canada and Mexico went into effect 4 hours ago.
They can't come in and steal our money and steal our jobs and take our factories and take our businesses and expect not to be punished, and they're being punished by tariffs.
Canada will levy tariffs on more than $100 billion worth of American goods. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on the tariff tumult.
Trade wars are costly and nobody wins.
Josh Lipsky is a former State Department official.
Trump argues that we're going to slap all these extra fees on imports, so then everyone's just going to buy America, and that'll be great for American manufacturing, American companies. But doesn't that take time?
That doesn't happen overnight. That could take years. And in the meantime, there's huge cost of transition.
Also overnight, the tariff already on Chinese imports was doubled to 20%. China has struck back with additional tariffs on U.S. farm products. Linda McMahon was sworn in as Secretary of Education yesterday to lead a department President Trump says he is eliminating. CBS News has a copy of the first email she sent to staff with the subject line reading, "Our department's final mission." CBS's Major Garrett says there's political risk.
You're going to attack the Department of Education. You're basically attacking student loans and Pell Grants, low-income students who would not have federal support otherwise, which means states would have to come up with that money themselves, imperiling their ability to keep a balanced budget or get rid of special education funding. All of those things remain extremely politically popular.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress tonight. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us it's not officially a state.